Imagine being handed control of an entire hospital ward on Christmas Day as a new doctor with 8 chilling words. Merry Christmas, try not to kill anyone. This crisis moment led me to question everything I'd been told about productivity. Was success truly meant to be painful? What if the secret to accomplishing more wasn't grinding harder, but actually feeling better first? This counterintuitive approach, feel-good productivity, transforms not just work, but lives. It's the philosophy that helped Netflix grow from a rejected blockbuster pitch into a $300 billion company, and it's the science behind why positive emotions fundamentally change how our brains work and what we can achieve. The truth is that productivity doesn't require suffering. It thrives when we feel good first. Richard Feynman rediscovered his passion for physics through play, observing a spinning plate in a cafeteria after his wife's death. His decision to play with physics without concern for importance led to Nobel Prize-winning insights. He wasn't unique. 6 Nobel laureates credit play for their breakthroughs. While childhood brims with adventure, adulthood often stifles it. A 2020 study showed people who embraced new experiences, from different routes to new coffee shops, reported greater happiness. Understanding your play personality, collector, competitor, explorer, creator, storyteller, joker, director, or kinesthet, can transform tedious tasks into engaging ones. Netflix exemplifies the power of workplace culture through personal empowerment. Under Patty McCord's leadership, they built a $300 billion company by focusing on freedom and responsibility, eliminating traditional constraints like set hours and vacation policies. Self-confidence significantly impacts performance. Studies show students believed to be fit enjoyed exercise more, regardless of actual fitness levels. This confidence can be developed through positive self-talk and the confidence switch technique, asking, what would it look like if I were confident at this, and acting accordingly. Through inactive mastery experiences, learning by doing, we can transform obligations into choices, building our sense of power even within constraints. Some people energize us while others drain us, a phenomenon scientists call relational energy. A 2003 study mapping these energy dynamics in organizations found clear consensus about who energizes and who depletes others. Brian Eno's chance encounter with saxophonist Andy Mackay catalyzed his transformation into one of the century's most influential musicians. This exemplified what Eno called scenius, the creative power of scenes where innovators push each other forward. Stanford research showed that believing we're working with others rather than alone creates a powerful comrade mindset. Participants who thought they received tips from peers worked 48% longer than those who believed tips came from scientists. When direct collaboration isn't possible, synchronized work can be equally powerful. I experienced this through the London Writers Salon's Writers' Hour, where hundreds gather on Zoom to work simultaneously, dramatically improving focus and energy despite working on separate projects. Research shows 95% of people feel more energized through service, thanks to oxytocin and other feel-good hormones released when helping others. As a doctor, I found that simple gestures like making tea for nurses boosted both team morale and my own energy for challenging tasks. When motivation fails, some turn to discipline, doing things despite feeling unmotivated. But telling procrastinators to just do it is like telling depressed people to cheer up. The unblock method focuses on understanding and addressing why we feel blocked about work. Uncertainty is a major productivity blocker, creating mental fog that leads to paralysis. When uncertain, we tend to overestimate risks, become hypervigilant, ignore safety signals, and avoid decisions. Commander's intent emphasizes understanding why over detailed how-to instructions. During D-Day, this proved vital when paratroopers landed off target but achieved objectives because they understood the mission's purpose. The 5 Whys technique helps maintain focus on what matters by repeatedly questioning a project's purpose. Traditional SMART goals can create tunnel vision. Instead, NICE goals offer a better framework. Near-term, daily, weekly objectives, input-based, focusing on process, controllable, within your power, and energizing, incorporating play, power, and people. Time blocking, scheduling all important activities, provides structure that enhances freedom by ensuring intentional time allocation rather than reactive behavior. Fear blocks productivity by triggering our brain's amygdala to interpret challenges as threats. While we can't eliminate fear, we can develop courage to move past it. I avoided launching my YouTube channel for 7 years due to fear of failure and judgment. Research shows that labeling emotions helps conquer fears. UCLA found that arachnophobes who verbalized their feelings were more likely to approach a tarantula. The 10-10-10 rule helps combat catastrophizing. Will this matter in 10 minutes, 10 weeks, or 10 years? The spotlight effect makes us believe everyone is watching us when people are primarily focused on themselves. Remembering that no one cares can be freeing, whether you're making content or trying something new. Newton's first law of motion applies to productivity. Objects in motion stay in motion, while those at rest stay at rest. It takes more energy to start than to continue, so reducing initial friction is crucial. Our environment often creates barriers. When I struggled to practice guitar, moving it from behind a bookshelf to my living room made practicing the default choice. The 5-minute rule helps overcome resistance. Commit to just 5 minutes of focused work. You can stop after that, but most times you'll continue, though allowing yourself to stop maintains the rule's effectiveness. To fight digital distraction, add friction between yourself and temptations. One journalist found switching to a basic Nokia phone dramatically improved his family time. Research on Pacific Crest Trail hikers shows that identified motivation, doing something because you truly value the goal, leads to higher completion rates and greater happiness than relying on intrinsic motivation alone during the challenging 2,650-mile journey. Life-threatening events often clarify our values. After the 1994 Los Angeles earthquake, hospital workers who feared for their lives shifted toward valuing intrinsic goals like relationships and personal growth over extrinsic ones like career advancement. Stanford's Lives of Consequence course has students write their ideal obituaries, revealing that people naturally emphasize relationships, character, and positive impact over career achievements. The Wheel of Life framework divides life into 9 segments: health, body, mind, soul, work, mission, money, growth, and relationships, family, romance, friends. Rate how your current actions align with your values in each area. The 12-month celebration exercise converts values into action. Imagine telling a friend about your progress in key life areas 1 year from now. This visualization helps identify specific steps needed to achieve your goals in the coming months. True productivity isn't about discipline, it's about doing what energizes you. Think like a productivity scientist. Experiment with different approaches, evaluate their impact on your energy, and keep what works. Create your own system that transforms work from an energy drain into a source of meaningful momentum.